and love to talk to him because I like talking about football and Spartan football. But when you start talking about football, you start talking about the end of summer, Matt Charbonneau from the Detroit News, and I don't know if I'm ready for that yet.
Yeah, it seems hard to believe it's already here, but here we are. They started practice yesterday, so I know it's the unofficial end of summer for me, that's for sure.
All right, well, tell us what you saw yesterday.
Well, you know, the most kind of interesting thing you see on the first practice is hardly anyone wearing a yellow jersey, meaning nobody's been hurt yet. So, you know, they'll go around in shorts here for a day or two before they really start hitting. And, you know, Mark D'Antonio talked about that yesterday. It's kind of the goal through August, keep everyone healthy, keep everyone on the field. So, you know, that's the one thing you have early. No one's hurt, and, you know, they got some positions to figure out, but you know, it was good to see everyone back on the field.
On the front page of the sports section, written by Matt Charbonneau from the Detroit News, is the headline, D'Antonio's message, it's all about team. So he's emphasizing team this year.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, you know, this is a team that might honestly be better than last year's team. That doesn't guarantee they'll win 11 games or what exactly will happen. But, you know, with the amount of guys they have returning, you know, they've been talking about Rose Bowl since the end of last year. They talked about it more last week. So, you know, I think they realize it's not going to come from just Kirk Cousins or come from Edwin Baker or whoever it might be. It's going to take all those guys, and they're going to kind of hammer that home now right through the start of the season.
All right, when we talk about the Spartans, they lost great linebackers. They lost key offensive linemen. Those are probably going to be the two top positions that need to be filled. Where do they stand there?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's the two biggest questions. You know, defensively at linebacker, they have got a lot of talent coming in. The only issue is now they've got a lot of young talent. You know, Max Bulla played a little bit last year. Other than that, you have Tyquan Hammock, who's also a sophomore, who has really impressed them. As he's going to end up on the field somewhere. But they've got a crop of freshman linebackers coming in that, I tell you what, if seeing them on the field is anything, they look pretty impressive. So, you know, they're going to have plenty of options there. It's going to be a matter of how quickly some of those young guys pick up their defense. As far as offensive line, you know, that I think that's going to kind of be fluid through at least the first couple of weeks here. Again, they've got a few different options, so you know, they moved Blake Treadwell over there. I think he's going to play somewhere. You don't move a guy like that without plans of playing him. He's either going to be the center or the chance he could play guard, and Chris McDonald bumps out the tackle. I mean, that one's really going to kind of be up in there for a few weeks, I think, and it bears watching to see exactly how that shakes out.
All right, beyond yesterday, you were around the team throughout spring practices. What's the tone? What's the vibe? Especially, they had a great year, but they were thrashed and their weaknesses were exposed in that loss to Alabama in the bowl game. And it's quite obvious Alabama was really fired up to play in that game. But the Spartans were beat physically and speed-wise in that game. What's the tone of the team after that loss?
Well, it was really a reality check, kind of a wake-up call. I mean, obviously they had a great year. They won the Big Ten, but this is a group of guys and a coaching staff that wants to compete, you know, on a national level, and it was kind of an eye-opener of how far they really have to go. So, they, you know, while they can sit there and enjoy the Big Ten championship and kind of appreciate how far they've come, they got a heck of a lot more way to go here, especially when you try and measure up against a team like Alabama or some of the other national teams. So, you know, they kind of worked as a way to humble them pretty quickly and realize that, you know, it's just not going to be given to them. So, you know, they realize they got a long way to go, and they kind of keep that in the back of their mind as they've been working in the offseason.
You know what's interesting, Matt? I know the Spartans have to go to Notre Dame and Ohio State and to Nebraska. They also have Michigan and Wisconsin coming into the Big House. But being ranked 17 in the USA Today coaches poll, I was surprised with all the players they have coming back, including the quarterback. It still seems they've kind of got to fight for that respectability.
Yeah, I think they do, and I think that the biggest reason is so many times in the past we've seen Michigan State follow up a good season with a poor one, and I think so many people still have that in their mind when they're looking at Michigan State. I don't necessarily see that happening with what Mark D'Antonio has done there with the depth and the talent he's brought in. Like I said before, that doesn't necessarily guarantee they're going to win 11 games again, but having a 5-6 win season, something terrible, I really don't see that happening anymore. But I think I think a lot of people, you know, voting in these polls and whatnot are still kind of, it's kind of a wait-and-see approach. They want Michigan State to prove that they really are here to stay. And so, you know, that 17 ranking, I guess I'm not really surprised considering that kind of impression that a lot of people have of them.
And Matt, after Mark D'Antonio going through the heart challenges, that question's always going to be brought up. I know it's brought up in recruiting, but I saw him at the Kelly Perlisekia golf outing, and he looked good. He looked happy. He looked relaxed. He looks lean and mean. He looks like he's ready to go.
He does. You know, I saw him earlier in the summer, too, and obviously it's not as stressful then. It's going to start picking up here in a couple of weeks, but, you know, he looks as good as I've seen him. He took time to take a vacation in the summer. You know, I think he has a better appreciation for everything now. But I wouldn't think for a second he's going to, you know, dial back his work ethic at all. I mean, you know, the guy is committed to winning. But you're absolutely right. I think he looks great. He says he feels great. So, you know, I think he's ready to go. I don't think there's going to be any real ill effects from that. What happened last year?
Matt Charbonneau is heading over to Media Day this morning for Michigan State University, and you can read him, of course. Just go to DETnews.com. Look up Matt Charbonneau. He covers Michigan State football. He tweets. He writes a blog, so make sure you check that out, DETnews.com. Thanks so much, Matt.
You got it, Tony. Anytime.